Let us pray. Our Father, we praise thy holy and righteous name tonight because thou art good and gracious and merciful and faithful and long-suffering unto us. Oh, how good thou hast been to us. How precious thou hast been. How thou hast borne us truly on eagle's wings and carried us. Thou hast lifted us up. We'd not dash our foot against a stone. We thank thee that thou hast upheld us through thick and thin over these many years. And when we look back and see all that has come our way in thy providence, yet and in all thou hast been faithful not to put on us any more than we were able to bear. But you did make a way of escape that we were able to bear it, and we do praise thy holy name for it. We thank thee for thy keeping power, for thy delivering power. We thank thee for thy cleansing blood and thy righteousness that covers us. And we praise thy name tonight that thou art on the throne. In all of thy majesty and glory and power, and thou dost sit there as the ruler over all, ruling the kingdoms of this world for thy church. Lord Jesus, we just praise thy name for thy ascension and for thy intercession within the veil, and that thou art sitting there ruling and reigning for thy people. How long it'll be before you come, we do not know. That's in the Father's hands. But we do long for thy coming. We do long when we shall see thy face. We shall be made in thy likeness, and we shall be finished with sin. And no longer will we have to do with self, nor the devil, nor the world. And our Father, while you tarry, we do pray that we will pray, we will preach, we will teach, we will live, and we will work for thy glory. We will not slack off, but we will go on looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Thou knowest, as you have set before us an open door, no man shall close it, because you said, we have a little strength and hast not denied thy name. And that even that little strength thou hast given to us, and we thank you for it. We long to live for thee. We long to be like you. We long to be filled with the fullness of God. We long that Christ Jesus the Lord will be all in all. And we give ourselves to thee tonight that you may take us and do with us as you will. We belong to thee by creation. We belong to thee by regeneration. We belong to thee by adoption. And we praise thee and thank thee that this three chord cannot be broken. And we thank you that you've bound us to thee, our Father, in Christ. Have mercy upon this people. Give them what is needful in each and every home. Each and every husband and wife and father and mother, each young person, each individual, each family, we do pray for them. Thou knowest their needs. Thou knowest those that are lost in our midst. Oh, we do pray that thou wilt lay hold of them and draw them unto thyself. And our Father, we do pray that you will bless this assembly for thy glory, and bound our hearts together in love as never before. We pray that thou wilt provide all that is needful, and especially the postage. We might send out those 28 mail sacks to Brazil with that message on the work of the Holy Spirit and our salvation. You may use it. We do trust it and trust you, Father. Thou knowest our needs, and we do pray that you will lead and will guide. We look to thee for thy word tonight. Fill us with thy spirit. Cleanse us from sin, for we need cleansing. Deliver us from ourselves and our own thoughts and our own ways. And, O Lord, undertake for us and let us know again and again by faith that underneath are thine everlasting arms. For it is in Christ's name that we pray.